The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Thank you. All right, Governor Rauner and Republican legislative leaders today proposed a bill that has been called by many a state takeover of Chicago public schools, and force the CPS to declare bankruptcy to get its finances in order. Now, that Rauner was like, "Hey, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's good. That's the kind of stuff that happens, you know, declaring bankruptcy." Hey, ask Donald Trump, right? That's the
he
way
knows
he
about it.
He worked
could be
his
a reference.
Way around. Yeah, no problem. Anyway, so he goes on to, and this I found this very, very interesting, to say that that's kind of a good idea. Then we talked. We had Christine Rodonio, who's the Senate minority leader, who would be the one carrying the water for this. In Springfield, and we asked her, "Hey, well, you know, is this a forced bankruptcy and takeover?"
There's been a lot of discussion about this proposal. It is not a forced bankruptcy. That is absolutely the last straw. We're not trying to induce bankruptcy, and the state technically is not taking over the school system. We already have a law in Illinois that covers all of the other schools, 860 districts. That allows the State Board of Education to monitor their finances, and when they get in a position where they're unable to meet their bills, they can set up the State Board of Education, an independent authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's informative to hear her side of it. It's funny because this is another one of those situations where you see the governor and the mayor really sparring. Mm-hmm. They do not agree on this one.
Although she's walking it back. I'm sort of interested in why that's happening. Because earlier today, the governor was like, "I know, so we don't declare bankruptcy, but it's a totally reasonable and acceptable resolution to this.
And it won't cost the taxpayers anything." And
yeah. And now she's like, well, and she didn't want to answer the question. She didn't want to get specific about anything.
She didn't.
Which I found interesting, galling, but interesting.
Well, I think, you know, they're saying, well, what are you trying to do? Break up the unions, you know, slash pay for teachers, take away pensions. Because when Detroit declared bankruptcy, those kinds of things happened.
Right. And again, this is not the city. This is just the Chicago public school system.
That's right.
Declaring bankruptcy. Just them. No,
right now, at least.
Nothing bigger than that. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Move along. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
I'm liking this. And I didn't even ask for this today.
Bruce.
Last night, the boss came to the United Center, and 3 hours and 10 minutes. It was unbelievable.
And it was great all the way through, everybody said.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was. I was there. First Bruce Springsteen concert of all time. I know. I don't just say, what? What? Yes.
Why'd you wait so long?
I don't know. I have wasted my adult life, is what I learned last night by not going to the concerts earlier. I want to go all over the world with him now. I mean, the
groupie
thing is, just so much energy in the room. I couldn't believe how energetic the guy is at 66 years
66.
Old.
66. Crowd surfing, didn't you say?
Crowd surfed.
Jumped in the crowd. And
yep, and they were able to get him back to the, not as, you know, I mean, he's a muscular guy. I'll bet you there were some sore wrists today of people, like, passing him, you know, toward the front.
He's not that big, though, is he?
He looks like he's, I mean, I don't know if he's like tall. I don't think he's that tall, but he's
built.
But he's, you know, he's sort of, he's stocky, kind of, you know, in a good way.
But he gave a tribute to Glenn Frey and also David Bowie, did I hear?
Well, there was the Glenn Frey. He did, now this there was not a dry in the house.
Aww.
They, you know, he finished about 3 hours of the concert. We all thought we were going home. Comes back out on stage with an acoustic guitar.
Find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
I just still cannot understand after 3 hours how he has any voice left.
Seriously, or any energy left. 3 hours rocking on stage, body surfing.
I don't understand.
66.
Yeah. That was a beautiful. It was beautiful too when he did. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, that's such a class act, such a class move. It was awesome
and very moving. I heard, right?
Yeah. And as Bill Leff asked me before, were there any references to Cars or New Jersey?
And you said no.
I said no, of course not.
Of course not.
It's a Bruce Springsteen.
That doesn't happen.
No. By the end of it, I have no idea what was going on. Actually, I'll be honest with you. I was at the behest of the Johnny Elf, as we call him, Elfie from...
sounds like you had a nice time.
From Apple Chevrolet.
And you're hydrating really well today, I noticed.
I'm trying. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's enough hydration.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Literally, I was thinking about calling one of those IV places to come over.
They do come right to the house of these days.
Yeah,
they'll do that for you.
I should have done that. Taken an IV. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not the right thing to do. All right. Let's see here. Checking in at...
Number 3.
In a random act of heroism. Wow, this is a crazy story. Jamie Foxx came to the rescue of a man who he pulled from a burning car. And he stayed very humble about this. He spoke to news outlets.
As I'm getting him out, and I said, you got to help me get you out.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to leave you. And I said, you got angels around you.
Oh, wow. It's like a burning car, right? This guy was just right outside his house.
Somebody had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it as heroic. I just look at it like, you know, you just had to do something, you know, and it all just worked out, man.
Yeah, it did.
Good for him.
That's really cool. And he seems genuinely humble about it. You know, I just did it.
There's a guy who's disgustingly talented.
Oh, yeah.
He just does everything.
Oh, yeah.
He sings. Ray.
Oh, the Ray Charles. I've seen it like 20 times. And each time I'm thinking, wow, he makes you feel like you're there with Ray Charles. I mean, how can you do that?
Right.
How?
And he was on Mad TV. How did that happen?
Well, he's so funny. It's all there. He's got everything.
Yeah.
And then he's a good guy and a hero on top of it.
It
kind of makes you sick.
Yeah. I don't know. When a guy is a good guy,
mm-hmm.
he's good looking. And did you see his daughter was Miss Golden Globe this year?
I did see that. Yeah.
And I like how Denzel Washington, and I was trying to figure this out when I was watching the Golden Globes. Did Denzel Washington say, Jamie, sit right here next to me? Let's enjoy this moment together. Or did Jamie just decide, hey, I am going to sit next to Denzel Washington?
They seem like they were commiserating, like having a great old time.
Yeah, well, like myself last night at mm-hmm. the Bruce Springsteen show.
Sure.
Denzel seemed a little confused by the time he got up on stage to make his speech.
Yes, he did.
Seemed a little out of the way.
He didn't have the notes that he needed, and mm-hmm. apparently he doesn't do the extemporaneous thing.
Yeah.
But he did bring his wife and family up there, which was a nice touch. I really liked that.
And Jamie Foxx's daughter is beautiful. Oh. I can't stand the guy.
He goes from a hero to you can't stand
I
him
can't
just
stand
like
the
that.
Guy.
Just stop with all the talents.
I'm good looking and I'm so talented. I can sing, I can act, I can dance, I can do whatever. I'm a huge mega star. And
right.
And I'm going to save people in a burning car. What kind of a jerk does that kind of thing to average guys like ourselves who can't do any of that stuff?
Oh, I know. One of those things alone would be like serious life accomplishment.
Yeah. I don't have any serious life accomplishments. All right. Although I do have Violetta Podramatic standing by with the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. Are there any cars on fire currently that I can go rush out? You should do that. You should tell me when there's a car on fire so I can rush out and save, or at least go by and claim I saved somebody.
Well, how about we start with like a cat in a tree or...
No.
You want to go straight to the burning car. Okay.
Yeah, that's
can you
more
place
drama.
A cat in a tree just so he can save the cat? You might need an opportunity.
We might be able to put that, make that happen.
All right.
But right now, you should be looking out.
All right, here we go. We continue with your top five. Checking in at
number 2.
Donald Trump was on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and was asked if he had brought up the idea of having Sarah Palin run as his VP.
I haven't discussed it with her. No, I haven't discussed anything with her about what she do, but she's somebody I really like and I respect, and certainly she could play a position if she wanted to.
You wouldn't roll her out as VP?
Well, I don't think she'd want to do it. I mean, I don't think she'd want to do it, and, you know, I really don't get into it right now because that question's always asked of me, who do you have as in mind? And I didn't even think about VP right now, and I just want to win.
Uh-huh.
I like how he calls into all these shows. He doesn't have time to appear at them.
Right. The only guest, he's really the only guest.
He has his own private jet. I mean,
yeah.
He could get there.
He's the only one, but they'll take him because they know he makes news.
Yeah.
And he makes television, even on the phone. Hey, here's the problem, though. He's not going to use her for vice president, which it goes against my theory that he's really trying to commit political suicide here. But that's very clear. He's saying he's definitely saying no. She doesn't want it.
But didn't rule out a cabinet position when.
Oh yeah, cabinet position.
Energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could happen, Ro. These things could happen.
Speaking of Sarah Palin, she got downright musical last night. She even compared herself to Iggy Azalea.
Right-wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religion.
It did get a little bit.
Can you play that again for me?
She said that.
Right-wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religion.
And there's a lot of tude that went with it, and the hand gestures and everything. I could see Iggy Azalea there.
I'm so glad she's back. And finally,
Number one.
With all eyes on Hollywood, after there were no African-American nominees for the Academy Awards, rapper Snoop Dogg gave his thoughts on the situation.
Somebody asked me, was I going to watch the Oscars? No. I'm going to watch that bull. Nigga, they ain't got no nominated. All these great movies and all this great he's stealing from us. F*** you.
Ooh, Snoop Dogg is hot. He's upset.
We should do a before and after. Like, that's him, and then have him smoke, and then we'll do an after. What happened?
Did you see
what
the happened? Justin Bieber roast? He was barely awake.
Yes, it's true. This is the gin and the juice, I think. Hey, director Spike Lee recently is not... He obviously has his own thoughts on this as well. He sat down with Good Morning America and the Snuffleupagus to offer his opinion.
I have never used the word boycott. All I said was my wife, my beautiful wife, Time, we're not coming. That's it. Then I gave the reason. So I've never used the word boycott. I never have said to anybody, it's like, do you? We're not coming.
But even the New York Times had him as boycotting. I mean, he was listed everywhere.
Yes. But he's saying he never used the word boycott. I believe that's probably true because guys don't like to use the word boycott if they don't have to. All right. So let's close this up.
The top five at five.